What I'm mostly concerned about is the suggestion, and I don't think it has been finalised yet, that European payments would only be paid to what they term full-time farmers. That is, farmers whose majority of their income comes from farming. Now, in Donegal, in particular, with small farmers and the poorer land that we have in Donegal compared to the rest of the county, that would probably exclude 90% of the farmers, because most of the people who are surviving on farming here in Donegal have an alternative off-farm income, and it's not very difficult for that income to be higher than the income that they get from farming. So if these figures had to be verified from their annual tax returns, well, I would imagine from my experience of farmers and farm accounts, 90% of farmers would be excluded.
It sounds quite detrimental. You know, if 90% of farmers are being excluded from that, you know, they're not going to be able to keep going.
I don't think it has been finalised yet, but we are in a situation where we need to send very strong warnings to whoever is negotiating the cap on behalf of Ireland as to the implications that would ensue if this type of nonsense was brought in, because that would really destroy the small farm, the small family farm.
What would be the consequences if that were to go through? I mean, on a day-to-day, daily basis, you know, because it would be felt beyond the farming community.
Well, it would be felt beyond the farming community, because we have a situation where if it wasn't for the single farm payment and the various payments that come from Brussels, farming would simply be running, all farms, all small farms would be running at a loss. And if those farmers felt right, we're going to have to close the door and do something else. The implications for the wider community would be huge, because the agriculture stores, the meal stores, the fertilizer stores, all of those people would feel the impact. And not alone that, because incomes, family incomes, would be so far reduced that families would not be able to afford to continue surviving. And it would really mean that the government would have to step in and pay assistance to hundreds, if not thousands, more farmers across Donegal.
Malcolm, this is one symptom, or one possible symptom, I suppose, to be clear, of a larger issue within farming. You know, if in an ideal world, what would you like to see for the farming community?
Well, what I would like to see for the farming community is I would like to see farmers who are getting on a little bit in years, like myself, I would like to see a retirement package, an encouragement brought in for younger farmers to take over, and that perhaps systems that they have in other countries where you have young lads taking over, but they are being monitored, or that they are being kind of sponsored by the older farmers until they get on their feet. And, you know, providing a vibrant farming community and farming income, because it's not just about the farmers, that's fine, but the rural countryside, that is what makes it breathe, that's what makes it exist, that's what makes the tourists come to Ireland, is to see these little farms and the sheep on the mountains and things like that. And all of that could be at risk if Europe goes ahead with some of their drastic proposals.